Pope Benedict arrived in Valencia.
Llegó hoy a Valencia.
Saying he wants to set forth the central role
proponer el papel central
for the church and for society
la iglesia y la sociedad
proper to the family
que tiene la familia fundada en el matrimonio.
The Pope is in Spain for the fifth World Meeting of the Families, which is organized by the Pontifical Council for the Family. The host country, in many ways, is a flashpoint in the debate over the family in Western society. In the past 2 years, the government has liberalized the laws on abortion and divorce, and also legalized same-sex marriage. Pope Benedict arrived at the airport to the sounds of a band welcoming the head of the church to a city proud of its place in Catholic history. It is a place where Spain reclaimed itself from the Muslims in the 15th century. Spain has also recently been reclaimed for democracy. King Juan Carlos, who welcomed the Pope at the airport, helped the country in its transition from the Franco dictatorship into a parliamentary democracy 30 years ago. In his speech to the Pope, the King pointed out the central place of the family in Spanish society and said that Spain is proud to hold this meeting of families. The Pope said that the family is a unique institution in God's plan.
Esta es una institución insustituible según los planes de Dios.
And the Church cannot fail to proclaim and promote its fundamental importance so that it can live out its vocation with a constant sense of responsibility and joy. This trip will be one of the shortest papal journeys in recent history, only 26 hours. The two main events will be held at Valencia's main convention center, the City of Arts and Science. The first encounter is a meeting with families. This begins at 9 p.m., and families around the world will give testimonies of their experiences and how these experiences can help other families. At the end of this meeting, Pope Benedict will greet the crowd. After this morning's welcoming ceremony, Pope Benedict went to the Cathedral of Valencia. The Cathedral of Valencia is a sign of this city's fascinating history. Once a mosque, it was made a Catholic church at the reclamation of Spain for the Christian world. It's most famous for housing what is claimed to be the Holy Grail, the cup Christ used at the Last Supper. This holy chalice of Valencia is said to have been sent to Spain in the 3rd century. Has long been an object of pilgrimage. Pope John Paul II himself celebrated Mass with the chalice when he visited Valencia in 1982. The last pope to do this is believed to be Pope Sixtus II, when the chalice was still in Rome in the 200s. Outside of this church, the people of Valencia showered the pope with flowers and multicolored confetti, and he was given the key to the city. Once inside the cathedral, in the presence of this holy chalice, Pope Benedict met with Spanish priests and members of religious orders. Some might have found it strange, a pope meeting with priests and religious during this world meeting of families. One married layman, Edmund Adamus, the director for pastoral affairs for the Diocese of Westminster, says this meeting is an important part of this family event. During his visit, the Pope was given a special concert of 14th century choral and instrumental music. A letter to the bishops of Spain was also presented. In this letter, the Holy Father spoke about the rapid secularization of society, which can affect the internal life of the church community. He told the bishops that acting as if God did not exist or relegating faith to a purely private sphere undermines the truth about man and compromises the future of culture and society. He commended the bishops for their solicitude and spirit of full communion in their proclamation of the gospel in Spain, saying they have guided the Christian conscience of the faithful about the different aspects of the modern problems confronting them. While in the cathedral, the Pope met with the families of the victims of the metro train crash on Monday. He prayed with them. And later said he asked the Blessed Virgin to sustain their faith and fill all people with hope. After this, the Pope went to the adjoining 17th century Basilica of the Virgin, which overlooks the Plaza de la Virgen. There, the Holy Father recited the Angelus with seminarians and their families.
El ángel del Señor anunció a María.
He told them to live their years in the seminary with fervor.
Y se acoja el don de la vocación.
And learn to completely trust the teachings of the apostles and to follow Jesus without hesitation.
Siguieron a Jesús prontamente.
He told them they could learn from the Virgin Mary how to accept their vocation without reserve and with joy and generosity.
Con alegría y generosidad.
He concluded his remarks with a special gift for those gathered in the square, a final prayer in the Valencian dialect.
Y en valenciano, me dirijo a la Virgen, vuestra patrona.
He asked the Virgin to protect all people night and day and in all their needs. Reporting from the Pope's visit to the 5th World Meeting of Families in Valencia, Spain, I'm Charles Collins.